Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio.
It's about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio. We're on remote here from the Moapa Indian Reservation in northern Nevada. Heading as fast as we can to cooler weather. Carl in the butt. News Talk 1400 KQMS. And honey, are you there?
I'm here. You're there. And
I'm on. We're on the res, and we are we're pedaling as fast as we can to get to cooler weather.
Okay. So what is the temperature there?
Well, this morning we left, it was balmy, 104 degrees in Las Vegas, and now we've gotten it all the way down to 100.
Oh, boy. Now, it sounds to me like maybe you had a couple tequila shots last night.
We had a couple tequila shots this morning. So it was, We might have had a little bit of tequila, a little Patron, and a cigar last night.
Oh.
It was just in celebration of seeing each other again, of course.
Of good. It's a good boy trip. So you'll have to call in later tomorrow and tell us what your adventures were today.
Well, today is an adventuresome day. We've got the side hack going down the road. We're packed and we're ready for anything.
Side hack. Could you explain to our listeners, for those who don't ride Harleys, what that is?
Well, that's that sidecar, and he's got a what year is that, Pat? What year is your Heritage? We got a 1988 Heritage Softail with a sidecar attached to it, which we have all types of interesting things in, like camping gear.
Are you going to really camp tonight in this weather? Are you going to get it?
We're planning if we can find a motel, we'll do that. But if not, we'll camp, because there's been many a night that we've slept on the road next to our bikes and got our coffee water out of ditches.
I like that. I want to hear about that. Well, you guys have a safe ride today, okay?
We will, and you have a great show. Nancy, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Are you having a great time?
How are you doing?
I'm wonderful.
I want Mark to be listening to this, because this is what Mark and I are going to do here pretty soon.
Oh, no. I get to do that, too.
Okay. All right. All right. Hey, look, you all have a great show.
I want to hear your Harley.
Tell everybody in the North State, thanks a lot. To have a great day.
Okay,
and
wait.
I'll call you tomorrow.
Okay, but wait a minute. Before you go, can you rev up the machine for us?
Well, no, not right now. The machine's parked right outside.
Oh.
We came in so we can make a call.
Okay. All right. Well, you guys have a good one. You know, love and hugs to you both, and safety on the open road.
All right. Love you, honey.
Okay, bye. We're going to come back. We have a special guest with us today. It's Nancy Sutton Pierce, and we have got some interesting topics we're going to cover. This is Linda Bott, and this is Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. We'll see you after the break. Hey, welcome back. It's Free Fire Radio here, News Talk 1400 KQMS. This is Linda Bott. Carl, if you just are tuning in, is on the open road on his Harley. He's going to be calling back tomorrow telling us about his adventures. But in the studio today, I'm so excited. I have a special guest in. It's Nancy Sutton Pierce. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning, Linda.
Okay, and Nancy, we want to, for those people who might not know your varied expertise and background, could you tell our listeners about, you know, you were a nurse for 26 years, and your specialty has been diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
So what brought you to go into the diabetic field?
Well, when I was in nursing school, there was an obvious lack of information for people with diabetes, and my husband now, Mark Pierce, was a friend of mine back then. This was 26 years ago. And we had discussed opening up an outpatient diabetes center. And so in 1986, we did that, and we ran it for 13 years together and took care of thousands of people in the North State, did education for physicians, nurses, started a program for diabetes and pregnancy, took care of children with diabetes. So we did quite a variety of things, and health education has always been my love.
So health education led you to learning more about the body. And so now you have been a yoga therapist for how many years?
For the last 9 years.
And one of the main reasons that, you know, Carl and I were thinking about who we like to have on while he was gone and you came up was something that many people across our country as well as the world are affected by, something that you're hearing a lot of called PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. What is it, Nancy?
It's when you have an event that creates a stress response in the body, and it can be an immediate stress response or a delayed stress response. So anybody from children who suffer abuse to a soldier that's seeing things in wartime that most people would never see, to someone losing their job suddenly. It's any kind of sudden stress to the body.
So that could happen. I think it's very topical now because, for instance, say your parents, your elderly parents, have just lost their 401k. People are losing their homes, having to get rid of their pets, losing pets. You name what's going on with our health care, what's going on everywhere you look. It seems that we're kind of spiraling out of control. Many people feel like that. So who is really subject to post-traumatic stress disorder?
Well, I think anybody can be subject to the disorder. I think the difference that we need to make is that any stressful event is going to have a reaction. So when we're stressed, it's normal to respond in like kind. So it's normal to be angry. It's normal to be distraught. It's normal to have a period of time of either mourning or suffering to resolve whatever issue is going on. What separates people with post-traumatic stress disorder is those symptoms don't go away. They get worse over time, or they are suppressed for many years and then suddenly reappear in a very big way with symptoms like insomnia, anger management issues, drug and alcohol abuse. So it can manifest itself in many different ways. And with the right kind of therapy and understanding, you can pinpoint it back to a certain event or a time, and that can start the healing process.
Well, okay, you mentioned a few things, but what do we look for? I mean, say, for instance, my mother went through a car accident where she nearly, it could have been seconds, nanoseconds, that she would have been killed. Mm-hmm. And, you know, of course, my mother is Midwestern, you know, salt of the earth, strong woman, that would just never let anybody know that she was a little off kilter. But what do you look for? I mean, what are the symptoms? Are they varied?
They are really varied, from panic attacks to physical symptoms like chronic pain, headaches, stomach pain, gastrointestinal upset, burning in the chest. A lot of people who are having anxiety attacks think they're having a heart attack. So it can appear that the heart is affected, to low back pain, issues of mistrust, relationship problems or changes, just problems with daily living, having trouble functioning at work or in school, just in anything that seems out of character for a person. And usually the family or people close to them know that something's happening before the person recognizes it, because it can be subtle enough to the individual that they're just thinking they're having a bad day or bad time, and the family sees this is a big change for this person.
Oh, well, we're taking your calls at 221-1402. Now's your time to call and ask, Nancy, questions regarding this, or if it has anything to do with nursing or diabetic care. But we are right now covering post-traumatic stress disorder. And recently you went away, and we want to tell our listeners about the gentleman who's the expert in post-traumatic stress disorder and how to work with it. And his name is Richard Miller.
Richard Miller. He's a PhD psychologist and a 30-plus-year yogi. phenomenal man who's done extensive research and training in the area of post-traumatic stress disorder, as well as many other mental health concerns. And he's created a program called iRest. And I just love that word, iRest. How many times do we actually allow ourselves to rest? But it's an acronym for integrative restoration. So it's a way to bring a person back to a feeling of well-being, which is really it's a beautiful process that's taking ancient teachings in the yoga model, bringing them into current modern day times and putting them to use to function.
We're going to talk more about Richard Miller and the iRest theory and the myths and the facts of post-traumatic stress disorder. This is Linda Bott, and Carl is, well, Carl's here too. Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back. It's Free Fire Radio here. Ooh, I like that. Click, click, click. 221-1402. We're taking your calls. You know, we have an expert in the house, Nancy Sutton Pierce, and we're talking about Richard Miller's work on iRest. Right now the topic is post-traumatic stress disorder, and that it's not just in the world of in military and veterans. It's in the everyday walk of life, people who've been through something that could be the loss of something. It just affects people in such a way. We're going to get into the physiological and some of the aspects of that in a little bit. But going back to Nancy, let's talk more about your studies under Richard Miller.
Well, Richard has launched some projects with the military, the veterans were at Walter Reed Medical and in Miami at the Veterans Administration Hospitals, where they're doing scientific research and studies, collecting data on the effects of this program called iRest and people suffering from PTSD. There are numerous programs around the country where the soldiers, as soon as they come back from Iraq, are put right into these programs as soon as they land here. So that is being filtered through the military. It's just not standardized yet because there some of the branches are waiting for more information.
And how would you break through where someone might think, okay, I'm working out, I'm pumping iron, but there's a different kind of thing that happens in the wiring of your brain when you do the iRest. Is that correct? Can you kind of break that down for us?
Well, I think it goes beyond the brain. You know, it helps us remember that we are more than the brain. We're more than the body. We're more than our emotions. We're more than our experience. And it helps us remember who we really are in a form of true nature, so that we can find that sense of well-being regardless of the circumstances around us. We become more of an observer of those circumstances rather than a victim of them. And that changes a person's perspective. Because you can have two people that see and experience the same exact event. You know, you can have two soldiers shoulder to shoulder on the field, and one will come back and suffer from PTSD and the other won't. Why is that? They both saw the same thing. Generally, it's because they have a different perspective of the situation. They've processed it differently.
It's kind of like an analogy would be kids that grow up in a family unit. They see the same thing, but one happens to not have handled it as well. If it's like, you know, just like most families that have some dysfunctionality to them, you know. And I'm not saying that in a way that is mean. I'm just saying that most families have dysfunctionality, and we work from the time that we're little till we get older to get past some of the dysfunction.
I'd like to see a functional family.
Yeah. Well, some dysfunctional families function very well.
Exactly. Yep, that's the truth.
Well, I wanted to also say that I've taken one of the iRest classes at Nancy has a yoga studio here called Nancy Sutton's House of Yoga. Where's that located?
On Tehama Street, 1325 Tehama.
It's right across from that old bar that everybody likes to go to.
Yeah,
what's that called?
The Squire Room.
The Squire Room. What a hang that is. I don't think that... That's still got orange upholstery.
I haven't been in there for a while.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I had some coffee with some friends there once.
Coffee. Yes,
I had
of course.
Coffee with some friends there once. But anyway, so, okay. So, anyway, in your class, I can remember coming out of your class, and I had that deep... there was a feeling that went down into my chest that was a came out to the back end of me that was a deep the deepest relaxation. I don't know how to explain it except for when you come out of one of those deep, you know, when you wake up from a dream and you don't know if you're in the dream state or what state you're in, but you can't move.
Mm-hmm.
But you know that it's very deep. The relaxation I just felt afterwards was my voice had actually changed. I dropped my voice because I was in such a place of, I went somewhere that was, I guess, what that deep meditation can do.
Right, and we call that well-being.
But I keep going back to the rewiring of the brain because mm-hmm. I think I heard a terminology or heard you use that before, or somebody use that, that this helps in restoring yourself and that there is some kind of rewiring that goes on with the deep meditation.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, rewiring sounds pretty technical, and I think it's probably a little bit more mystical than that. You know, we'd like to put our thumbprint on everything in absolutes, and I think yoga tends to be a little bit more esoteric.
All right. Well, we're going to take a hard break here for the ABC News. This is Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. News Talk 1400, KQMS. Welcome back. Salt. Hey, did you know that the Gidget, the Chihuahua, the bug-eyed, big-eared star of the 1990s Taco Bell commercials, she was a little Chihuahua diva. On and off the screen, she has passed away into Chihuahua heaven. Okay, so I just want to tell you guys that. Also, in the news, salmonella. There's salmonella in your lettuce. And Salinas, a major California lettuce grower, has recalled about 22,000 cartons of romaine lettuce. So bottom line there is, okay, like with the swine flu outbreak, just get back to basics and clean and wash all your stuff because, you know, there's just...
Including your hands.
my guest today is Nancy Sutton Pierce. We've been talking about post-traumatic stress disorder. But, you know, Nancy's been a registered nurse for 26 years specializing in, in health education. And she's a yoga therapist. And, you know, Carl and I are so... for taking control of your own health, because the days are coming when we just can't pick up the phone and go see the doctor today. And if you go to an emergency room at the hospital, it takes hours. Some people from the time they get there 26 hours later, they just have to basically sleep on the floor. Well, I don't know, Nancy, you've been in the nursing and you're married to a doctor. And I mean, what's happening with the healthcare system? What can we do?
I think we can do what we've always been able to do, and that is to make sure that we are taking care of our own health every day. I read a thing once that said, only exercise on the days that you eat. You know, that makes sense. If you're going to eat, you need to exercise. And if we're not exercising, our bodies decay right before our very eyes. And when we start that decaying process, illness happens. And then we expect somebody else is going to fix us. That's why our healthcare system is such a mess, I believe.
Well, okay. Now I'm gonna put you on the spot here. I am going to ask you how you feel, because I know many of our listeners are outraged over the fact that we as a society in America allow illegals to come over the border and have children, and then we are responsible for taking care of them. So I know in our world peace and we all take care of each other, that's a mentality we as women have. You know, right. we want peace, and it's just, I think that's kind of, I'm not saying men don't, but I'm saying that we are kind of the nurturers of the planet, Mother Earth kind of thing. And I hope you don't think that's a sexist comment. I just feel that, you know, kind of women have that role in life. How do you feel about that?
I believe that all Americans should be responsible. We should contribute, and then what we contribute, we'll get back when we need it. And so when we do have somebody cross the border illegally to have their children, I lived in San Diego for a year, and so I know what was happening down there. And I know that people come across to have their babies so that their babies are citizens. I think that should change. I think, fine, they're here, they're in labor, deliver their babies, give them a nice gift, and send them home. They don't, they're not citizens here. They're not contributing to this society in a way that would put something in the pot for them or their children or their grandchildren when they need it. And that's what's happening to us.
I think the outcry that's happening right now in what I'm hearing, what I'm seeing, you know, just being on the street, is that people are saying, I do not want the government to be interfering with my personal health care. I want to be able to call my doctor and not have it be government granted. And that's what a lot of people are in fear. Mm-hmm. I say the word fear. That's where we're going.
Well, people need to wake up and realize that that's already been happening. Doctors have already been directed by the government. Medicare, Medi-Cal, insurance companies, they're all bought and paid for by our representatives. They're all determining who gets paid what for what service. Why do they think it hasn't already been happening? They froze wages for physicians in the 80s, told a doctor, you can't charge anymore. A restaurant can charge more. Gasoline can charge more. Everybody else can charge more based on what it costs them to provide a service. Doctors can't. So what's the difference?
Is that why some doctors eventually are just going to go buy cash only? I mean, is that where we're going? Is that you come in, you want to pay me $150, and we'll see you now.
They call it boutique services.
Oh.
And there's numerous boutique service doctors in the Bay Area that are doing very well. They charge a fair amount. People have access to them. They limit their practice to a certain number of people, and they don't have the huge overhead. They're not dictated by the paperwork or the computer programs or any of that that's so costly now. They have a skeleton crew, and they provide excellent service, and people love it, but they're paying cash for it. They're not depending on some other entity to give them their health care. Every time we pay for our health insurance, we're telling that health insurance company, now you have control over what I get. How is that different than the government doing it? We're still passing the buck in that sense.
I don't know. Give us a call, 221-1402. If you want to speak your piece, do it now. We'd love to hear from you. I had a girlfriend yesterday whose father is 80 years old. He was in the Navy. He has some, I don't know the name, it's a very rare disease that he got while he was serving. And she said that while they were down there, you know, they live in Hemet. Her parents live in Hemet. And she kept saying, Dad, get a second opinion, because his lungs are filling up and he's been having trouble with you know, breathing and just in and out of the hospital. Mm-hmm. So finally yesterday or a couple days ago, they went to the VA hospital, and he had to start all over again because somehow it's been years and his records needed to do an update. And she said for her father, what was great for him was that he felt that the physician there was really shooting straight with him. It's like, tell me I've got 2 weeks. Tell me I've got 6 months. tell me whatever it is, but speak the truth to me. And also because it was a veteran type of situation where many of the physicians there have been veterans. So he had this peace mm-hmm. that came over him, even though they were there all day long mm-hmm. and not just for many tests to do his chart. But he left thinking, you know what, I'm okay now. I guess that's a thing I see with Carl and many of the veterans here is that I've been with my brethren and they're going to shoot me straight. You mm-hmm. know what I'm talking about. Let's go to the phones. Alan, good morning.
Good morning.
What's on your mind?
I just wanted to put my two cents in. Born and raised in Reading, 59 years old, had Blue Cross insurance from the time I was 24 years old. Stayed healthy, took care of myself, and always paid my payments on time. And when I turned 30, they went up a couple $100 a month. When I turned 40, they went up about $500 a month. And at about age 50, I ended up with ulcers and had to take a drug called Nexium. And it went up about $200 or $300 then, and then I ended up on high blood pressure medication, which at that point they started bumping my rates up to the point where it was $1,800 a month.
Ugh. I mean, who can afford that? Did you stay with it?
Absolutely not. And every time they raised my rates, I had 80% coverage supposedly to start with when I was 24 and paying $300 a month. Right. Every time they would raise my rates, my deductible would go up. And at the end, I had about, I think it was a, I don't recall my deductible exactly, but I went to the insurance commission and everything is completely out of control.
Mm-hmm.
They told me that they can single any one person out and raise their premiums per month and raise their deductible, and the person that's sitting right alongside me that has had it for the same amount of time at the same age can be paying one-third what I am.
Right.
And I our insurance, I don't know if the government ran medical care is the answer, but I'll tell you one thing, Blue Cross and these other insurance companies, they are absolutely just stealing, reaching in your back pocket and taking out what they think they want.
Alan, can you hold? Because we're going to take a quick break, and we want to talk about insurance with you on the other side. Can you do that for us?
You betcha.
All right. It's well, Carl's not here, but it's Carl and Linda Bott here, Free Fire Radio. My special guest today is Nancy Sutton Pearson. Of course, we've got Kelly Frost over there. Frosty. Woo-hoo. We'll be right back after this message. Welcome back. This is Free Fire Radio. We're talking about health care now. Who's not?
Really?
You just feel like you're hanging on by your fingernails, and those have ripped back. Alan.
Yes.
Okay. You were explaining Blue Cross. $1,800 you got up to. So what are you doing now?
I'm just flying by the seat of my pants. I've stayed healthy all my life other than a couple of broken bones in the construction trade all my life. There's no way I can afford insurance right now. And, you know, I figure if the illegals can come across or they can have people that have not paid in. I've paid in since I was 15 years old into Social Security. And what scares me about having the government take over anything, look at the mess the mail system is in. Look at the mess that anything that the government totally controls. Then they end up, after they completely show that they can't run it, they turn around and they have a private enterprise run it.
So what are you suggesting? How are we going to fix this?
Well, you know, the government, what they should have done, instead of jumping in and trying to run the carnival, they should have just put some rules on how fast they could run the Ferris wheel. You know, they should have, the government, if you're in Texas, you don't have to have a contracting license. The rules are all completely different. Anybody that has bought anything off the telephone and found out that it wasn't at all what it was supposed to be, you usually find out it comes from one of these right-to-work states, and Texas seems to over the years of buying parts, they seem to be one of them that are a little shady in the gray area, and you know, you'll order something from there, and there's no control over the insurance companies when they tell you they're going to pay 80%. Well, it's 80% of what they feel right. they should pay. It's not 80% of the bill.
So I think we all agree that the system's yeah. broken. That there needs to be some changes. There are a lot of people trying to make the changes. Don't you wonder if we just stirred the pot in a big way, made some big changes, and then sifted through it? But if we just keep it status quo, nobody's going to be happy.
No, you're. I couldn't agree with you more. Very well spoken.
Thank you. Okay, thanks for your call, Alan. Appreciate it. Tom, good morning.
Good morning. Did that fellow say he was 59?
59.
He's been paying us since 24?
15.
No. I'm talking about health insurance.
Right.
There's no way he would have been paying $300 35 years ago. I don't know where he's getting his figures. I'm just a year younger than him. And when I went off my parents' policy, when I quit college, I paid $30 a month for Blue Cross.
Yeah.
I mean, and then when I finally, my wife went to work where they provided insurance, I was paying $500 and something a month with $2,500 deductible. And it goes up, and then by age, and it also goes up because of, you know, healthcare inflation.
Mm-hmm.
And, we went several years without being insured. It just was getting up there, and I just saw fully on it. And that's what a lot of some people, they don't consider the fact that some people figure, well, I just won't pay it.
Right.
Younger folks, they play the odds of thinking they're going to stay healthy. And then to a great deal, you know, they manage to, work it okay. But we started buying insurance again in 1998, and I paid $160 a month for my whole family. And that was 100% after a $2,000 deductible. I wanted to. And every time they raised the rates, they raised, like the guy said, they raised the deductible. And before we were done and she got this job with the county, we were having a $30 copay. So I was paying, 30%. So that's 70% they're paying. And now I hear on these catastrophic policies that it's up to $4,000.
Wow, $4,000. Tom,
one last thing. There's one thing
we want you
nobody
to hold.
Is going to be able to solve, government or private or anything, and that is we have an aging population that's living longer, and he and I and people in the baby boom class, back when insurance was cheaper, we all had it, we paid for it, and now the generation coming up is just going to find it impossible to keep this system going.
Let's keep the outrage going. Call us 221-1402. We've had it with the healthcare system. We'll be right back. This is Free Fire Radio News Talk 1400 KQMS. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This portion of the show is brought to you by Everything Medical. It's just that, a full-service medical supply store that is Medicare-accredited and has been awarded the Exemplary Provider Award. We are in the Free Fire Zone. That's right. This portion of the show, the Free Fire Zone, brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great coffee, great walk-in humidor. We're talking healthcare. My special guest today has been Nancy Sutton Pierce, and let's go to the phones with Bruce, who wants to talk medical. Good morning, Bruce.
Well, good morning there. It was interesting. I was watching our legislators at work when they were arguing over the budget there in Sacramento, and they came up with the idea, and that's a pretty big swing, that 18 to 34% was actually fraud that's going out of our system, both in social services and Medicare and
Ooh.
Medical stuff. And so they came up with maybe that they ought to have everybody put their thumbprint on anything that they would sign or fill out or apply for, and the Democrats and the liberals down there went berserk.
I don't have a problem with that, do you?
Absolutely. You have to do it for your driver's license. You have to do it for a lot of things. Sometimes you have to do it to cash a check. But these liberals down there in Sacramento went berserk over that. So if they're not willing to tackle this problem that they know exists like that, and that's probably because they're going to get after a lot of illegal people that do apply for our services, when they're not willing to do that, voters beware. You got to get rid of those guys, or it won't change.
That's right.
Take the rest of it on the air. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you. I love that. I love bottom line stuff. You know what? When we grew up, It was just, it was, you know, it was a handshake deal. That's the kind of family I grew up with.
Mm-hmm.
You just didn't take advantage.
Right.
You know, my parents both worked. My mother worked. So, I mean, I know what it was like for a family that really believed the creed of our household was honesty. We just lost a caller. Too bad. I'm sorry. Try to call back. Well, actually, we're in the free fire zone. Do you have any closing thoughts, Nancy?
Well, I've always said that the best health insurance is to stay healthy. So we keep fighting, you know, who's going to cover what, for whom, when. But the reality is, if you stop smoking, if you start exercising, and you eat well, you're going to have fewer health problems in general, and you're going to need the services less. It will be less of a problem. But the more we abuse our bodies and expect somebody else to fix us, the bigger the problem's going to be, because there's going to be a need. We were just talking about the number of centurions that are going to be alive in the next 10 years. We're getting older. We're living longer. What's going to happen if we're not living longer, healthier? We have to figure that out as individuals, as communities, support each other in healthy ways rather than just wait for somebody else to fix us.
And that's what you said, Nancy. It's all about the perspective and how you look at things, because so many people are feeling like we are just out of control. We're spinning out of control. And what can we do to keep calm in the storm? You know, what can we do within our community? It starts within your own self and goes from there. So, you know, thanks so much for being part of our community and being an uplifting part of our community. Tomorrow, Ray Roberts is on with me, and you know how fired up Ray's going to get, so bring it on. It's open line, and we're going to get crazy and wild and bounce off the walls and have a great time, aren't we, Kelly? All right, so I'm going to say what Carl Bott always says to close this show, and I love the saying because it really resonates with me, because I just love the whole John Wayne way. You just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?